what, in your opinion, is the function or purpose of a school?
It's like being okay with being stuck and listening to our intuition.
Ryan, are there any like critical jewels or nuggets of wisdom that you think RJ has influenced in terms of the way in which you inhabit this body?
Being restorative shouldn't just be taking place from your 9 to 5. It's something that you can consistently do in your personal life.
I'm curious of like, what are some ways that you've held people, teachers and students, yourself, family, community, accountable to wellness?
If you don't do your own healing work and building up your own like self-trust stuff and your own, like really the internal work, it can start to be a trap a little bit, that lots of things start to look like harm and abuse, when it's like, actually, no, that's conflict and that's a different thing.
When is the earliest memory you have around your creativity?
Welcome to What You Know About RJ, sharing stories and skills about restorative justice, a podcast of the California Conference for Equality and Justice. CCEJ is an organization dedicated to eliminating bias, bigotry, and racism. This first series was recorded within a year of dialogue, reflection, and play with a team of trainers and practitioners of restorative justice working in schools. Restorative justice is a paradigm and set of embodied practices that center needs and accountability in relationships to impact culture and communities of belonging and justice. This podcast is dedicated to anyone working in schools or teams with students or adults. Why should you listen to this podcast? We are all in relationships, where we work, where we live, and with ourselves.
So a little while ago, you talked about calling in games, in order to bring joy into spaces. I want to play a little game.
So I want to do a game around this idea that you always bring to us about the TV show. You know, you're always saying like we're in a TV show.
That would be so funny.
I just need help trying to figure out what would that look like, because ever since I started, that was the first thing that you ever shared with me, was like, imagine we're in a TV show, Jenny. This would be the part where ta da 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 da.
And one of the quick exercises anyone can do at any time of the day is just to take 60 seconds of gratitude.
So I think what I'm gonna do is 60 seconds of stream of conscious curiosity.
My offering is for myself, and hopefully if this feels good for you, I encourage you to try it, is asking, what does nature say to you every day?
So being that we know restorative justice is all about sharing stories as a way to build relationships and connections, can you tell us a story about your name? What gives you strength?
Name a time where you feel like you brought someone else joy.
Is there anything that brings you joy?
I'm grateful to have a loving mother that constantly pours into me and checks in on me to make sure I'm doing good.
The last thing that I'm curious about is I'm curious about orange chonies.
Break that I take, I'll go around this neighborhood and go smell the flowers and, touch that green. And so a lot of what they have to say to me is, girl, you look good. That's what I get a lot. And then they also tell me, you got this. You got this. Just stay grounded. Stay in your purpose. Yeah.
Listen to know more about what you already know about how relationships matter. Please listen to What You Know About RJ, sharing stories and skills about restorative justice. Also, please like and subscribe.
Everybody's sacred. Everybody has ancestors. Everybody has a story.